We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, your thoughts on the Super Bowl. I've shared mine already. I want to know if you thought it was a good game. And certainly you could weigh in. Eagles fans will, till their dying day, will say that he never should have, the official never should have thrown that flag for holding on the 3rd and 8 from the 15 that allowed the Chiefs to lock up the win.
If you look at the one angle of it, we're seeing the one from kind of behind them, but if you look at the side angle shot, he clearly had a hold of the jersey. They're all focusing on not catchable ball, and it's 5 yards.
Yes.
But that's for pass interference. He had a hold of the guy's jersey. So the guy that did it even admitted that it was, yes, I was trying to get away with one.
Never happens.
Right. So I'm not upset about it. I'm certainly happy that the Eagles lost. I'm sure that the Philadelphia police are probably happy because there's not a,
hey,
they weren't rioting in the streets last night like they did the last time they won.
All that wasted grease.
I know, right? And, you know, and once again, Eagles fans have to be themselves. In the pregame, they're announcing Dak Prescott as the NFL Man of the Year.
Horrible.
And the Eagles fans boom because that's their rival. I mean, that is Eagles fans in a nutshell.
Man of the Year for doing all the stuff in this community, yes. And they boot. I'm glad you brought that up. It was terrible and classic. You know what? I'm shocked none of them threw a full can. I guess they couldn't buy cans of beer, but none of them threw a full can of beer, which they will do if you go to Philly Stadium.
Right. But as for the game itself, I was glad to see the Chiefs win. I think that coming at on the heels of Tom Brady's retirement, you know, Patrick Mahomes now takes over as the big guy in the NFL. He's now been in 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls and has won 2 of them and shows no signs of stopping. And he did this one, you know, he got hurt at the end of this, towards the end of the first half.
Yes.
It wasn't looking good. They're down 10 points at halftime, and he let them back again. So, I mean, this is the type of performance that that we've seen historically out of a Joe Montana, out of a Tom Brady. So all indications are that Patrick Mahomes is far from done winning Super Bowl championships.
No, and he will be, people are already going to start talking about the GOAT. He gets another Super Bowl. He doesn't have to get 7 Super Bowl wins to be the GOAT. It's not based on the number of wins you have. If that's the case, Charles Haley would be the greatest defensive player of all time because I believe he was in 6 Super Bowl winning on 6 Super Bowl winning teams between the Niners and the Cowboys. And if here's a question for you, and it's tough to quantify, but Tom Brady in his prime versus Patrick Mahomes right now, if there was a draft, knowing how good they are, who would you take?
That's tough. I mean, it's you know, they're both the type where, you know, you can move pieces away from them and they still perform it at their level. I think I'd probably have to go with Mahomes just because of his mobility. I mean,
he can make what I'm thinking.
And there was times even in the second half after he had tweaked his ankle again, he was making plays on his own. So it's tough because I really do like Brady, but I think if you're picking the one guy for one game, it might be Mahomes.
I agree with that completely because, I mean, what happened to him in the first half, when he came off the field, he was in more pain, it appeared, than when he first hurt his ankle. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I also, they need to let the world know what they shot him up with because you cannot convince me he didn't get an injection at halftime, but whatever that is could reduce a lot of pain for a lot of people, at least short term. He might be paying the price today, but wow.
Yeah, and also one last storyline, which kind of got buried a little bit. It was a nice victory for Andy Reid over his former team.
And by the way, how about Terry Bradshaw? Hey, waddle over here. Shameful what he did. He actually should never be allowed near that podium again to do something like that. My God. Yeah, I don't care if they're buddies. You don't say that on national TV, waddle over here. Jeez.
Terry's going to Terry.
Yeah, Terry's going to be Terry. All right. Now, your favorite commercial.
So I'm going to pick one that probably nobody else will. I'll explain my reasoning. I liked, and I knew it was coming because I had seen the previews earlier in the week, the Workday ad with the stop calling the corporate people rock stars. It didn't hurt that, you know, the front man of my favorite band, Paul Stanley from Kiss, was a big part of that ad. But the whole bit with Paul Stanley and Joan Jett and Billy Idol and Ozzy Osbourne telling businesses, stop calling your people rock stars. Until you've thrown TVs out of windows, until you've done all this, you're not a rock star. So it just happened to play to my musical taste. So I like that one the best.
Well, the one that I ultimately said was my favorite, and by the way, he should have grown some hair for it and looked like John Travolta. But the Travolta one with the two guys from Scrubs, I assume it was from Teen Lumo, I thought that was terrific. You know, mm-hmm. And it was late in the game. I'm surprised they didn't have it earlier in the game, but they only paid for one block. You know, and think about just the money they must have spent on celebrities for all these ads.
Right.
Had to go. I thought the Steve Martin one was good. I liked the Stallone one. I'm not really, you know, but I said this earlier, Jeff. If you said to me who was in the which was the best T-Mobile ad or Michelob Light, I have to stop and think. I remember the ad, but it doesn't. I think these actors in a lot of ways overshadow what the product is.
Yeah, these ads they try too hard now. There was a time where it was first became a thing. I think the ads were more creative and original. Now it's let's see how many celebrities we can pack into a 30-second ad. And you're right. You completely lose track of what is actually being the product or service that's being advertised in the ad because of who they've got in the ad.
See, I thought actually that the Chinese government would do an ad on balloons to try to sell balloons to America.
I'm just glad with all the balloons coming down this week, and I'm just glad that our government didn't take down the Goodyear blimp during the game.
That's right. That's a great point. Hey, and also, by the way, it's great that they have these pilots shooting these down. They're not heroes. They shot down a balloon. You know, there's an attempt to make them, and you had mentioned off the air, Tim Walz made sure to let me, I said that there were some pilots were from Minnesota. Yeah, great, but I mean, how you're shooting down something that's not moving at the speed of light. It's like, isn't it kind of just shooting a fat pig in the field? I don't know. I mean, they're just sitting there.
The first one that they let travel across the country and then shot it down over the Atlantic was supposedly three school buses wide.
And okay,
and I'm hearing some early reports that supposedly some of the parts to make said balloon were made in the USA. So there's some US manufacturers in trouble for doing business with the Chinese on some of this stuff. So more to come on that.
The Chinese need stuff from us. I find that hard to believe. Now the other thing about it, though, you know, having watched Top Gun a few times and the sequel, you have to lock on. It's not like it's going to zigzag and do some barrel rolls to get away from the, you know, you lock on, you shoot it, and you turn around and go home. You don't even have to. It's kind of like the guy who, who throws the touchdown and starts walking off the field because he knows it's going to be a completion. And the guy that hits the home run, you know, he knows it's a home run and he just starts his trot. So,
I think it's more surgical than that because obviously they're trying to bring these down in a way so that they can keep them somewhat intact and understand what they are.
Fine, I'll give you that.
So I think that has something to do with it. But, you know, who knows? Just maybe this. I thought at one point with all the, hearing these stories with these, you know, FAA putting out airspace restrictions and then rescinding them right away, I thought we were getting a real-life War of the Worlds. I thought, you know, we were the aliens.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. And by the way, I guess we should give Terry Bradshaw credit for not saying, well, it's a good thing they didn't shoot you down during the game.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, all right, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. BS show will be right back.